This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots now 5-4 on the season after their 26-3 win over the Colts. Mac Jones threw a touchdown pass in this one to Ramondre Stevenson. He also rushed for 60 yards. 9 sacks from the defense, 3 from Matthew Judon, and 3 from Josh Uche. They're off onto their bye week, where they'll take on the Jets, who defeated the Buffalo Bills today 20-17. Headlines, they are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You want to help prepare your car for all your road trips. They offer completely contactless service with their 15-minute drive-through service. You don't even need to make an appointment. Visit GetAnOilChange.com for a coupon to save on your next oil change. I'm Joe Murray. Next update in 30 minutes.
So here comes Hawk again to punt for the Colts. Jones gave the Patriots a spark. Marcus to our left. And the red shoes. The head on snap is going to be blocked by Jonathan Jones. It's loose. Schooler has it at the 5. And he dives to the 3.
Jonathan Jones blocked punt. Part of the Patriots win over the Colts today, and that's part of the Red Zone recap presented by WinWaste Innovations. With 2 trips for the Patriots into the Red Zone today, it's another $1,000 given a clear path for veterans in New England. WinWaste Innovations, the official waste and recycling services provider. That's the official waste and recycling services provider of Gillette Stadium and the New England Patriots. Patriots take care of business today with an easy layup against the Colts. They improved to 5-4 on the year with their 26-3 win. We welcome in Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal, bostonsportsjournal.com. He's here with us on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Greg, that play in particular really felt like it turned the game upside down, but I don't know. Am I wrong to think that this was kind of an easy layup win for them today? I know the offense wasn't that great, but that O-line of the Colts is even worse than what the Patriots are rolling out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, I expected the Colts not to do much on offense. I didn't figure they'd do nothing on offense in this game. So credit to the Patriots. And I mean, 9 sacks, tying a franchise record is 9 sacks. That's just incredible. I mean, some of the stats, like I had to do like a double take looking at some of the stats. Like between 3rd and 4th down, the Colts were 0-16 between the two of them. They averaged 2.0 yards per play, which I've never even heard of. So, obviously, the Patriots played well. The Colts are challenged right now. I mean, they're challenged at quarterback. They're really, I mean, these two teams aren't all that different in terms of where they are offensively. And I think it starts with the line play. I mean, you know, I think both teams are sort of broken offensively. And the Patriots had a better defense and made the play on special teams. And that was sort of the difference in this game. I mean, I figured the Patriots would have a somewhat easy time in this game. I didn't think it would be that easy, that it was basically over at halftime.
Yeah, and just you mentioned the offensive line here. We'll get into Mac Jones in a second. But to me, it's just Cole Strange stands out to me as someone who got benched in this one. Obviously, we know the offense struggled. I think Mac Jones was, what, sacked 3 times in that first quarter. It was pretty bad there. But he gets benched. Just your thoughts on the line and just Strange in general. And is it because the loss of David Andrews?
That doesn't help for sure. And, you know, the good news for the Patriots is that they just won these 2 games between the Jets and the Colts, you know, somewhat easily without having very good line play, without having David Andrews. Hopefully, with the bye week coming up, hopefully he gets back because, as we've seen, he's a huge key. I mean, I would say the offensive line was average when he was in there. And since he's not been in there, it's been decidedly below average. To me, the offensive line is the big problem on this team. I mean, you know, if it was just pass blocking, you could, you know, maybe start to draw a little bit more lines to Mac Jones in the passing offense. But they can't block anything consistently anymore. I'm as as much as I was a critic this summer of what was going on in the field, I never expected it in week 9 to be this bad. I figured they would have figured things out by now. Not having Andrews is not helping at all. Cole Strange is, you know, struggling a bit. I didn't think he really deserved to be benched from his play the past couple weeks. I mean, who knows? Maybe it was really atrocious early in this game. But, you know, Trent Brown's for the most part been pretty good. Michael Wenyu's been terrific at right guard. Right tackle's been a disaster. I mean, I think going into the bye week, that's where this team has to start. They're not going anywhere if they can't figure out the offensive line. And you know, you look at, I'm sure a lot of people, you'll get calls on it. We'll hear it, Felger and Maz, whatever, about Mac Jones and Mac Jones this. I mean, but, you know, just look at what's going on around the league. Look at the Rams and the Bucks. I mean, two offenses that can't do anything with two pretty good quarterbacks, at least one really good quarterback, and they can't do anything. Why? Because of the offensive line. They can't run block. They can't pass block. And you're not going anywhere offensively doing that. And the quarterback play is really secondary at that point.
That said, it does feel to me like, you know, Ramondre Stevenson has become more of a focal point of this offense. Is that clear to you these last couple of weeks? They're really trying to get him involved.
Yeah, I think so. And I think they look at him as a mismatch. Like, even what was the second play of the game when they that's a design swing pass out to Stevenson. And, you know, and you could tell that because Kajust was supposed to cut the end, Quiddy Pay, and he didn't cut the end, and the end flares out, and now it looks like a horrible play. But that's designed to get Stevenson on the linebacker. They've been trying to do that, whether it's him or Harris, they've been trying to do that all season. Now that Harris is beat up and not available, it falls all to Ramondre. But, you know, certainly he, at this point, he's the one thing that somewhat works on this offense. If he has blocking, it does. So, yeah, I would say he's the engine right now, but even he's limited in what he can do if he's getting tackled at the line every other snap.
Hey, Greg, what did you think of the opening drive today? I mean, you had some time now to prepare, and the first three plays are up the middle to Stevenson, up the middle, then a holding or illegal use of the hands on Strange, and then a Mac Jones sack. I mean, just your thoughts on the play calling in general. I'm sure we could get on Mac Jones for some things, but just your overall thoughts on the play calling today.
You know, I'm not really there yet on the play calling overall, but I will say, you know, just on like sort of the opening plays, not only that possession, but the next couple, you know, those are, you know, you script those thinking these are, you know, really good plays, and you usually rep them a lot in practice. And my thing was just the lack of execution on it, which is a big problem. I mean, you know, you can't block the first play, holding play. Kajust doesn't get the cut. Third down, you know, drop, not a great throw from Mac Jones to Kendrick Bourne. It looked like Kendrick Bourne sort of slowed up going over the middle, and also he had his hands the wrong way. It's just like, you know, if these guys can't get the first three plays of the game right, like, you know, what hope is there for them to put it together later in the game? And I'm sure we'll talk more about it, but you know, where this offense is right now is they have to spend the whole bye week trying to figure this out, because if they don't get the offense better, it's going to be a rough close to the season.
If you're in their shoes, you know, in Matt Patricia's shoes, what are some things you would try to work on and focus on in the bye week? You know, specifically, like maybe try to, you know, draw up more plays for Tyquan Thornton, utilize his speed. Like, what things do you think that they would benefit them?
I think number one, I think they need to get a fullback.
And there you go.
They need to go back at that. They've been that was one of the first errors that they've made, that they figure, oh, we're just going to go, you know, one back, and we're going to do this. We're going to be able to block it up front. We're going to be able to do zone running, and like, none of that stuff has worked. And like, you know, it's nice, at least at certain times, where you just say with certain matchups, all right, well, we're going to be physical with them. It's hard to be a physical football team if you only have one running back, and your tight ends don't really block that well. Like, you don't have a kick-ass blocking tight end. I would like to see them bring in a fullback and at least have that option in some of these games to get downhill with the running game, because they're not blocking that up well enough. I think they need to get under center more. I think they need to work on Mac Jones with his play action fakes. I don't think those have been good enough, and it's not helping his situation, and they need to work on the short passing game a lot more and figure that out, because the aggressive approach they came out with this season and that they've usually gone with Mac Jones is just, it's not working. They can't do it. They can't block it. And so what's the point? So they're going to have to figure out a whole bunch of new things.
The team got Jonnu Smith more involved today. I know he was trying to block on one play and was available on the short pass there for a big play, but he's not somebody that they could use in that H-back. I mean, I guess they're doing it now, and I don't know, we saw three catches today. Do you think that's something they could go to a little more?
Maybe, but I think, Jonnu is who he is at this point, and pretty much you have to design like a tight end screen for him, or he's just a check down. Like, that's really what he's done since he's been here with the Patriots. That's all he's been able to do. And they put him in the H-back role, but he's not a good enough blocker. And I don't think there's much there if you're putting him there, but it's definitely something to look at during this bye week for sure.
Have you had enough of wide receivers as running backs? Because it feels like that's been a little bit detrimental here in recent weeks.
And I just thought it was comical that they had to go to Jacoby Myers in motion and getting under center to gain 1 yard on third and one. I mean, that doesn't tell you where this offense is at this point in time. In the first quarter against the Colts, mind you, then, I don't know what will.
Did you see the shove from my Mac Jones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The hardest he hit somebody all year.
Let's go to Sean in New Hampshire. Some of his thoughts on the play calling of the Patriots. You're up here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show with Greg Bedard. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Hi, I appreciate it. Long-time caller, great listener. I appreciate how you do. How much is this on Mac, or is this on Patricia? A lot of us aren't really Mac fans, but Patricia's play calling is not very good. I'm going to hang up right now and listen to what you say, but...
All right, so Sean, thanks. And so we got a version of this earlier too, Greg. Just looking at this these last couple of weeks, is it, what are you more concerned with? Like the personnel right now in terms of the offense or the play calling? What's more to blame for the ineptitude?
For sure this game I'll have a definitive answer after I watch the film tomorrow. But just, in what I saw, there were some plays that I thought Mac left on the field. There was a red zone where on first down they had Hunter Henry. On third down, he really didn't have anything. So I didn't blame him there. But in general, my thoughts are this, and I'm sure they're not going to be popular because everybody just wants to blame the quarterback if the offense doesn't work around here. But, what I see is, first of all, the first two down offense is not effective. They're not getting into third and manageable. Even when they get there, I do think pass protection has been a big issue. But look, here's where I am on this. Matt Patricia's in charge of the offensive line. He's the offensive coordinator. Both are broken at this point. So that's one thing. Number two is that, and we've sort of talked about this before, when a quarterbacks go through this, Tom Brady didn't very often, but once in a while he did. But the quarterbacks go through a phase, usually because of the result of pressure, where they struggle and they get sped up and they're struggling to execute. And it's up to the offensive coordinator to generate the breadcrumbs needed to get him from point A to point B. And I just don't see that. When I watch Mac Jones, I don't see him knowing where to go as far as like what the coverage is going to indicate. And it's more on Matt Patricia that, I brought it up about how like they don't know how to fix Mac Jones. So they'd rather deal with Bailey Zappe, who is sort of a blank slate, and they could say, hey, do this, do that. And like there's a way to get quarterbacks back on track. And my fear is that Matt Patricia doesn't know how to do that. But we'll wait to see what they come out of the bye week with, because that's what they're going to have to do. They have to put Mac together again. And people can get mad about that. They can put it on Matt, whatever. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. This team's not going anywhere unless they get Mac Jones in the offense, starting with the line. It's got to start with the line. Start with the protection. Start with the run blocking. They get that figured out, a lot of things will look a lot better.
All right, more coming up with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal as the Patriots improve to 5-4 with their 26-3 win over the Indianapolis Colts at home today. You want to join us, 617-779-0985 here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. More coming up on the Safety Insurance 98.5 of Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Adrian Phillips. I've joined forces with Avidia Bank this season for Be a Champion for a Child to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Metro West. Growing up, the Boys and Girls Club is a safe environment for many, and I'm glad I can give back this season with our Match of the Game that partners boys and girls with mentors and sends them to Foxborough.
And I'm Mark O'Connell, CEO of Avidia Bank. For every interception or turnover Adrian and the defense makes this season, we'll donate $1,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of Metro West, up to $30,000.
Time for me to get to work. Avidia Bank, honest to goodness.
Learn more now at avidiabank.com. Member FDIC, member DIF.
Hey, this is Bob Sosi here to tell you that Idea Painting is your number one choice for residential and commercial concrete coating services. Their team of professionals use the latest materials and techniques to deliver beautiful results that will last. Coatings can be applied to garages, basements, patios, driveways, and even pool decks. All coatings take only one day to install, and you can get back to using your space in just 24 hours. To learn more and to schedule your concrete coating installation, visit ideaconcretecoatings.com and receive $100 off installation when you tell them Bob Sosi sent you.
Hey, it's Beetle. This football season, if you want to score big on an engagement ring, there's only one place to go. That's My Jeweler, the Diamond Guild in Norwood. They have New England's largest selection of engagement rings and specialize in custom design. If your wedding is coming up, go try on some bands. Their wide selection of men's bands range from traditional to contemporary, and they can customize to complement any engagement ring. Everything at the Diamond Guild is offered at wholesale prices. Reserve your private shopping time at thediamondguild.com or call 781-55-RINGS. The Diamond Guild, where New England gets engaged.
Always Health Partners is becoming Mass General Brigham Health Plan. The same plans, coverage, and broad network of doctors, now even better. As a health plan connected to a world-leading medical institution, we put members at the center of our care. All our expertise, innovation, and compassion with you every day. Follow Mass General Brigham Health Plan on social at MGB Health Plan.
Clear Path for Veterans is having their 50-50 raffle, and you can win the jackpot and support a great cause at the same time by helping military and veteran families during the holiday season with a meal kit. Last year, Clear Path distributed 250 meal boxes for each holiday. Along with these meals, Clear Path provided toys, stockings, warm coats, and hats, mittens, and gloves to children for Christmas. Clear Path has established a fundraising goal of $25,000. To support this effort, these families need your support desperately. You can help by buying your 50-50 raffle tickets today at ClearPath50.com. That's ClearPath50.com.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2022 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
I'm Bob Sosi, the voice of New England football. And if you want to know how my voice stays in peak condition, look no further than my cup of Bigelow tea. It's an essential part of my daily routine. Bigelow tea. Grab a mug and tea proudly.
My husband and I live next door to a haunted graveyard. It's a little creepy, but we manage. Just like we manage without home internet. Do I wish my mobile hotspot was faster? Yes, but I make it work. Kinda. Just like we make it work sleeping next to a 17th century burial ground.
Honey, can you move your hand?
That's not my hand.
It's mine.
Not having home internet? It's not that bad.
It is that bad.
Don't settle for just mobile. Get Xfinity Home Internet and 1 gigabit of Xfinity Mobile together starting as low as $24.95 a month when you qualify for Internet Essentials. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit your local Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Limited to Internet Essentials. Residential customers meeting certain eligibility criteria. Taxes and fees extra. Pricing subject to change. Xfinity Internet required if no longer eligible for Internet Essentials. Regular rates apply. Reduced mobile speeds after 20 gigabytes of data usage.
The home of the Celtics, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back Jones.
That's how it's going.
Under center, Ramondre Stevenson, the single back. play fake to him. Jones is pressured, and he sidearms the throw to Johnny Smith. Running room, galloping to the 35-40, straight ahead to the 45. Away from a defender and tackled across the 50 by Leonard.
Well, Tommy!
Jones to Jonnu Smith for 24 yards. Heads-up play there by Mac Jones, too, because he had real pressure on him. Kind of a sidearm throw. So big first down there for the Patriots. New England converted 11 first downs today. And with every first down, Credit Union's Kids at Heart will help fund promising studies into Moya Moya disease as well as clinical care tools for children affected. Learn more at cukidsatheart.org. Patriots winners today over the Indianapolis Colts 26-3, the final. They're now 5-4 on the year, going into their bye week. Shaw's Patriots postgame show, Jim Murray, Joe Murray, and Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal, bostonsportsjournal.com, and you as well. 617-779-0985. Right to your calls. We'll go with Greg. Let's go to Ben in Connecticut next here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show.
Hey, guys. Nine games into this season, I think the sample size is big enough to look at this year's draft. And I'm just not seeing a lot of talent that projects to being league average or above average. And then when you add that to last year's draft, which I think as you reassess at this point, I just don't see a lot of guys that are going to really be long-term contributors and make a difference in upgrading the talent on this team. I think that, you know, the best that they've gotten out of these two drafts at this point is probably two backup quarterbacks, a running back that'll be gone after 4 years, and then some situational players like Christian Barmore who can't stay healthy. I just think that Bill continues to shoot himself in the foot as far as the drafting is concerned.
Thanks, Ben. Greg, what's been your assessment of it? I mean, some of these guys I think are good, not great. There's really been no, like, true game breakers we've seen out of these last couple of drafts.
Well, I mean, you know, look, first of all, a big component of this is development. And, you know, it's fair to question to say whether the Patriots have the coaching to develop young talent or not, especially given some of the recent track record of some of the guys here. But, look, just going through some of the guys – Cole Strange, I think, is going to be a very good player in time. I mean, he's played like – I mean, I don't know what you expect out of a rookie offensive lineman. They struggle. He had a tough time against the Jets and the Colts. Those are two really good defensive line, tough matchups, part of the learning process. I'm okay with Cole Strange. Again, I wouldn't have drafted him in the first round, but I think he's going to be a very good player here. Tyquan Thornton, we'll see. I mean, there's been – some promise. Again, is the coaching there? Is the, you know, play calling there to, you know, put him in the best position? Marcus Jones, you know, he's fine as a punt blocker, sort of extra punt returner, sort of extra defensive back at this point. Punt returner, I don't think he's special. I think he gets what's blocked. Like when they block well for him, he picks it up. Jack Jones, I think, has a chance to be, you know, very good. We'll see how he goes, how he builds his body. I worry about the running backs, Strong and Harris. The other guys are sort of throwaways. Zappe, I just don't, you know, he has a chance to be a very good backup in this league. Mac Jones, I still think, is a good quarterback in this league. Christian Barmore has the potential to be an excellent defensive tackle in this year. This is the first time he's really been hurt. Happens. You know, Perkins, obviously not a good player. Stevenson. He's excellent. He's tremendous. McGrone, I haven't given up on. Bledsoe, we'll see. You know, he's been out there at times. He struggled at times, but, you know, they're going to need him to step up for next year. So, you know, I don't think – this is why I don't really look at draft classes until 3 years is over, because a lot of things can change. You got to see how guys are professionals, how they develop physically and with coaching and things like that. And I like their last two classes. You know, we'll see where it goes, but you know, I'm not a big believer in instant impact from draft classes. I don't think that's not really reality, and it's rare in the NFL, and if it happens, you're lucky.
Hey, Greg, there was a 3rd and 3 where Mac Jones got some time and then kind of threw a lollipop up in the air, and Ramondre Stevenson was wide open down the sideline. Did he just overthrow it? Did someone run? I know y'all know you have to see the tape, but if you remember the play, like,
yep,
did he just overthrow that one? Did he just miss him?
So I watched that play a bunch of times because, first of all, I heard Adam Archuleta who I was ready to
bang my head with a hammer.
I mean, how many times is he going to talk about the checkdowns and more ready checkdowns? And oh my God, like Mac Jones wants to just ignore those guys. A lot of times the Patriots have been slow to have those, and a lot of times those guys are slow getting available because they needed to chip guys, you know, in the pass rush to keep guys off the offensive tackles. But anyways, on that play, I watched it a few times, and that was definitely one of these Matt Patricia, find something that you love as much as Matt Patricia loves the wheel route with the running back. He thinks it's the greatest play ever, apparently, because he runs it multiple times every game. It has worked at times. Like, you know, Zappi had one for about 20 yards with Stevenson a few games ago. I think it was the Bears game. But I think more and more teams have clued in on that. What I saw on that play is, you know, you're hoping to get Stevenson one-on-one down the sideline. The problem was is that the Colts were in split safeties on that. And I kept thinking, like, all right, if Mac throws it on a line, he's not going to be able to fit it in because that's a touch pass. And really, you want a little bit more air under it, and you want him to run under it. But the safety was there. So I thought – I didn't think that he was open. I know he looked open on the TV, but in terms of Mac and what he's seeing and how he's seeing the safety coming over the top, and here's the other thing about, you know, all the talk, and I'm sure he's getting it from the coaches, don't turn the ball over. It's a tough place to be for a quarterback where you know, before maybe he tries to fit that in, now he's like, well, I just don't want to turn the ball over because it's the red zone. And so I didn't think that was wide open. I'll have to watch the film. I might think differently after that. But watching the TV replay, I just didn't think that the pass that it took, a touch pass, sort of like a lollipop pass, if Mac held it, if he hung it over the middle part of the field a little bit more, the safety could have picked it off. And so I thought he was really limited there. But that's my opinion. I could be wrong about that.
Dan in Hull on here with Greg Bedard on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a longtime caller. I think Mac Jones should just throw the white flag. This is just, it's awful. I was at the game. I think Bailey Zappi should come in and just save the day here. I don't know what we're doing. This is just so bad.
Thanks, Dan. Well, so here's the thing. And you know, Greg, I am a card-carrying quarterback snob, not the biggest Mac guy. I know what this. I feel like I see what the ceiling is. But even with the play of Mac Jones right now, it's more about the offensive line. I don't think it matters if it's Bailey Zappi, Prime Brady, Patrick Mahomes. If you're going to have O-line play the way that they had today, you're not going to have that much time no matter who it is. I mean, some decision-making could be better, and I do think that there is maybe some residual jitteriness from left over from the injury, but it's not all the play of Mac Jones.
No, it's not. I mean, if people want to believe that, they're entitled to it. But, you know, that Bailey Zappi got to start against two of the worst defenses in the league, and Mac had to come back against, you know, three pretty good the Bears. You know, Bailey, outside of two plays, didn't do much against the Bears. The Jets have a really good defense. That was going to be a grind. It was a grind. You know, this defense is really good. And they just can't block them up front. Like, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I stand by what I said, that if Zappi would have started against the Jets, he would have been in the field position by the end of the second quarter. I mean, it was just that bad. I mean, it was 50% pressure. I mean, that's not, you know, an opinion. That's just a fact. And that's been most of the case this year. I don't know what it was today, but, you know, if they don't start blocking better, nobody's going to be able to play quarterback for this year. I can understand that fans look at it and be like, oh, well, when Bailey Zappi, we scored a lot of points and it looked easy. It's context. And if you don't want to put context in it, that's fine. That's just not where I am. It's not where I've ever been. And I've been here before. I've defended Brady before against the likes of Felger and Maz, saying that, you know, certain things didn't work. And I'm sorry, they need to play better. If you want your quarterback to play better, the rest of the team needs to play better. And just putting Bailey Zappi in there is not going to fix anything with this offense.
More of your calls coming up with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal for another segment. If you want to join us, 617-779-0985. The Patriots have now won four of their last five with today's win over the Colts. More after the headlines with Joe Murray here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots win 26-3 over the Colts. It was a defensive effort. They got 9 sacks in total, 3 of them from Matthew Judon, 3 of them from Josh Uche, and a pick 6 from Jonathan Jones. Also added a punt block in this one. Mac Jones got the start, 20 of 30, 147 yards, threw a touchdown pass to Ramondre Stevenson. Stevenson also had 60 yards rushing on the day. The Patriots now head into the bye week. They'll take on the New York Jets in 2 weeks. The Jets take down the first place Buffalo Bills today, 20-17. It was the Vikings 20, Washington 17. Jaguars take down the Raiders 27-20. The Lions beat the Packers 15-9. Bengals all over the Panthers 42-21. Dolphins hang on over the Bears 35-32, and the Chargers get a 20-17 win over the Falcons. At halftime, Seattle leads Arizona 10-7, and 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Rams lead the Buccaneers 7-3. On Sunday Night Football, Titans go to the Chiefs, and on Monday Night Football, the Ravens travel to New Orleans. Headlines, they are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They want to help prepare your car for all your road trips. They offer completely contactless service with their 15-minute drive-through service, and you don't even need to make an appointment. Visit GettingOilChange.com for a coupon to save on your next oil change. I'm Joe Murray. More postgame after this on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
Hey, want to gain momentum toward a healthier, happier you? Our sponsor, BetterHelp Online Therapy, makes it easy. Join millions of folks who started their journey with BetterHelp and get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/New England.
Hi, I'm Rodney Frias, the Chief Operating Officer of SNF Concrete. We're a family-owned concrete subcontractor. We've been a signatory to the Carpenters for over 50 years. If you want to have a successful, reliable workforce, it is essential to have a great relationship with the Carpenters Union. The communication between the union and SNF Concrete has been great. I can get the qualified people that I need in just a couple calls.
Build your business with the North Atlantic States Carpenters Union. Visit nasrcc.org.
Complete your fleet at United Construction and Forestry. With 14 locations in New England, United has the complete John Deere lineup, plus all the compact construction equipment you need. Don't let the size fool you. These machines deliver big results. Choose from John Deere's compact construction list of small, mid, and large frame skid steers, compact track loaders, to a full array of compact excavators. United always delivers more with exceptional parts and service. Check out the full lineup of John Deere compact construction equipment with low monthly payments at unitedequip.com.
Hi, I'm New England Patriots captain David Andrews. Being a captain means showing up, being dependable, and working hard. Those are values the Win Waste Innovations team know well. Win Waste Innovations is the official waste and recycling partner of Gillette Stadium and the New England Patriots. They handle all our waste and recycling needs, and they incorporate sustainability at every step. That means performance for us and performance for the planet. Win Waste offers a wide range of waste and recycling solutions for your home and your business. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE to get Win Waste on your team today.
People who can work from home seem to love it, as do their pets. You know who else loves it? Cyber criminals. Home servers are almost always less secure than those at the office. Protect yourself with cyber coverage from Safety Insurance. It covers data restoration, data recreation, system restoration, and more. Perfect if your current security system isn't getting the job done. Ask an independent agent about Safety Insurance. We'll help you manage life's storms, even the cyber kind.
Hey, it's Zoe for 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. The company that you can always count on to defend your home. The best way to defend your home this season is to replace your old, outdated boiler. Take advantage of great incentives available now to save thousands in rebates and even more money on your energy bills with 95% efficiency with your new boiler. Don't wait. Their schedules are filling up fast. Get to the front of the line and fast-track your boiler replacement. Tell Ryan and the team that Zoe sent you and let them finish your job strong. Visit call128.com.
Your New England Ford dealers are your truck headquarters. Towing? Check. Hauling? Check. Tailgating at the stadium? Check. With Ford F-150 and available Pro Power onboard, you'll be fully powered up for any parking lot party. F-150 and Super Duty make up Ford F-Series, the number one selling trucks for 45 straight years and counting. See your New England Ford dealers for the full lineup of built Ford tough trucks. Sales claim based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
The effects of climate change are real, so choosing the right energy source for your home is more important than ever. The heating oil industry is committed to reaching net zero carbon emissions with clean, renewable bioheat blended with home heating oil. Bioheat is already being used by homeowners across Massachusetts. It requires no modifications to your heating system. It's safe, affordable, and provides warmth and comfort during the coldest temperatures. And it's having an immediate impact, helping our state meet its climate change goals. Learn more at mybioheat.com. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Energy Marketers Association.
There's a reason Comcast Business powers more businesses than any other provider. Actually, there's a few. Comcast Business offers the fastest reliable network, the peace of mind that comes with Security Edge, helping to protect all your connected devices, and the most reliable 5G mobile network. Want me to keep going? I can. Whether your small business is starting or growing, you need Comcast Business. Technology solutions that put you ahead and give you serious savings. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with fast, reliable internet for just $49 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Plus, find out how to get up to a $500 prepaid card with a qualifying bundle. Offer ends 11/13/2022. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 50 megabits per second internet customers only. Requires enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Comcast Business Mobile utilizes the network with the most root metrics 5G data reliability wins in 1H2022. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
Rising energy costs will challenge homeowners for the foreseeable future. Call Devlin Energy and say goodbye to expensive electric bills forever. Don't wait. Call 800-818-5641. That's 800-818-5641. Or visit DevlinEnergy.com to get a quote. Devlin Energy, the most trusted solar company in New England.
The home of the Pats, the Sports Hub.
And now they have a 3rd and 15 backed up to their 6. Elliger takes the snap. He's in the end zone. He's pressured to throw. Cost a little tip. It picked off by Jonathan Jones. Runs out of a tackle right into the end zone. What a day for the Patriots cornerback.
Pick 6 here by John Jones. Make it 26-3 New England. Vidya Bank partnering with New England safety Adrian Phillips for Be a Champion for a Child to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro West to provide youth development, education, prevention, social, athletic, and recreation programs to at-risk children and teens. The Vidya Bank donates $1,000 every defensive interception or turnover that Adrian and the defense make, up to $30,000. Patriots forced that one turnover today, so it's another $1,000 donated to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro West for a total of $16,000 so far this season. A season in which the Patriots are now 5-4 heading into their bye week. They've won 4 of their last 5. They beat the Colts 26-3 today. That play there by Sam Ehlinger. It's our last segment here with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. Can you just believe, just looking at that team and where they were, you know, when they beat the Patriots late last year in December, that Saturday night game, it felt like, well, this team's maybe found something here, at least defensively with their running game, strong offensive line. And then they failed down the stretch, and it was really a lot of the poor play of Carson Wentz that cost them a playoff spot last year. But after that game, it feels like this has just been completely turned upside down for Indianapolis, and now they look like a tanking team that's going to go back into the draft and maybe try to find a quarterback. At least they're going to try to find a young quarterback, Greg, rather than going with one old guy after another. But it's crazy to me just how that team has sunk so quickly.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I thought that was, you know, especially even going into the Patriots game, I thought that was a good team, and I thought they were, you know, going places and maybe figuring things out mostly. You know, they put Carson Wentz in a straight jacket and were able to find a way to win games that way, and then the wheels have just come off. And then, you know, this year, you know, the defense isn't, you know, lights out, but it's still pretty good. I mean, they have really good players on all three levels on that team. Shaq Leonard isn't the same guy. He's been dealing with a lot of injuries, but I mean, Gilmore and Kenny Moore at cornerback, they're really good. The, you know, the safeties for the most part are pretty good. The guys up front, they can get after the passer and defend the run really well, but you know, they just, you know, not having Jonathan Taylor today, trading out Naheem Hines, you know, left them shorthanded in the backfield, where this is a team that really needs to run the ball to have their identity. But they're another team like the Patriots who just, they can't block at all. And it led to, you know, if Matt Ryan went to a team with a great offensive line and he had time and things like that, I'm sure he'd still be a pretty good quarterback in this league. But, you know, pressure affects everybody. And, you know, getting behind the chains, not being able to run the ball well on first and second down, and then not pass blocking on third down, it's a recipe for disaster, and that's sort of where that team is right now. I mean, Sam Ehlinger is not an NFL quarterback. I mean, you know, I'd take take Zappe over Ellinger in a heartbeat. And, you know, that's where they are at this point. I don't know why they didn't put Nick Foles into the game. I mean, at least he'd give you a chance to win the game, and he just – Ellinger just couldn't today.
Hey, Greg, I have my opinions of the linebacking core this year. I think it's Judon, and then it's just a bunch of Jags. Today, Uche had 3 sacks. They got a couple other sacks in there. I think McMillan might have had one later on. Tavai. Is this just a one game, hey, they beat up on the Colts, or did you see something out of the linebackers today?
Yeah, I haven't. I can't take anything out of these games. Not when, you know, they have the score in their advantage. They know there's blood in the water. They know the line can't block. They know the quarterback, you know, can't really operate at a high efficiency. I mean, it's nice, you know, Uche also had a sack against the Jets. It's nice that he's doing a little bit of work as situational pass rusher, but I'm reserving judgment until they start playing real teams, because we still need to see whether this team can get off the field. I mean, it was 3 weeks ago they couldn't get Justin Fields off of the field at Gillette. So, you know, let's see what happens after the bye week when they start going up against, you know, tougher offenses. And, I mean, look, even some of the teams that they're playing, like, you know, they might not look like much as a team, whether it's the Cardinals or the Raiders, but those teams put up points. And so, you know, they're going to be tested on defense. Let alone the Bills.
Chris in Rhode Island next here in the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So, Greg, you know, you actually sound like a guy that really knows football. So many other people are calling in, I don't think, know football. So, Matt Patricia is horrible. His play calling is, I think, particularly bad for Mac, because I don't know what the statistics are, but he's running the ball on first and second down, whether it's successful or not. Then he sets up Mac for a third and long, and then, you know, the guys tee off of him. He runs the same play, one direction, then the other direction. He throws screen after screen, fast screen, bubble screen, draw. He doesn't let the guy throw down the ball down the field when he has an opportunity to do it. He, you know, there's been miscommunication between the receivers and the quarterbacks. I don't know who was responsible, but I know the coach should be responsible for that. You know, people talk about Mac looking like he doesn't have confidence. Well, do we forget what they all did to him a couple of weeks ago? Mm-hmm. So I think the whole thing comes down to Matt Patricia, and that it's not fair to judge Mac at this point with the way he's been treated or the way he's set up by Matt Patricia.
You know, Chris brings up an interesting point, and, you know, look, the players have to play better, including Mac. You know, I do think a large portion of this falls on Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, and Bill Belichick, because he oversees all of this and the approach they went with coming into the season. And what's interesting, listen to Chris, you know, it brought up something, you know, because there was a lot of talk about, like, you know, and I'm sure in Bill's mind, he thought, well, Matt Patricia is a defense coordinator. He knows what gives defenses trouble. And we've even heard Mac Jones talk about that, like, you know, the defensive minds, they know what's, you know, how it is from a defensive standpoint. But what I think they failed to sort of put into their calculations when it came to doing this is, like, that's fine that Matt Patricia knows, like, oh, if we do this X, Y, and Z, then this is trouble for defense to defend, because that's, you know, some of what you do as a play caller and game planner. But the other part of it, probably the bigger chunk, is and where they're struggling now, and it questions whether they could put it back together, is, you know, not only are you worried about how the defense reacts, but, like, you know, really you need to worry about your own players. And, like, it's not everything's not about the defense and how we're going to attack the defense. It's about, like, all right, well, how do I put my players in the best position to succeed? How do I make it easy on my quarterback so he can gain confidence? Because obviously he doesn't have it. And even the best ones go through. Tom Brady went through times where he was frustrated. And, I mean, you know, you look back at when they won the Super Bowl in 2018, you know, Brady stunk in December. They lost those back-to-back road games. They lost to the Steelers. And, you know, basically Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick said, you know, we're going under center and we're going to run the ball. And this is what we're going to do. Brady hated it, but it was the best thing for the team. It was the best thing for him. And they went on to win a Super Bowl. So it's really about, like, it's not about the defense all the time. It's about knowing where your players are on offense and how to make them better.
All right, Greg. I know we had a short time with you today, but appreciate it as always. You want to read up more on Greg's thoughts on this game as he'll continue to break it down after he looks at the film. Go to bostonsportsjournal.com and subscribe. Again, bostonsportsjournal.com. Otherwise, we'll talk to you Tuesday when you appear on Phil Grin Maz.
Sounds good. See you, boys.
Later, Greg.
Again, Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. Coming up, we'll hear from quarterback Mac Jones after the Patriots beat the Colts today 26-3. To improve to 5-4 in the year as they head into their bye week. More coming up on the Safety Insurance 98.5 Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.